Bushfire is still burning out of control near the West Australian town of Margaret River. At least 20 homes have been destroyed. More than 50 people have been evacuated. Firefighters are struggling to control the blaze, which started from a controlled burn. Three more people have died as the violence in Cairo continued for a fifth day. Riot police fired tear gas and birdshot at protesters in a street near Tahrir Square. Protesters have rejected a military offer to hand power to civilian rule next year. More than 30 people have died since the violence began. Yemen's President Ali Abdullah Saleh has agreed to resign and hold early elections in a deal brokered by the Arab Gulf states signed a deal for him to step down after 33 years in power. Mr. Saleh signed the agreement, which guarantees immunity against prosecution in Saudi Arabia. Hundreds of people died during anti-government protests in February. Indian police have detained a man in connection with a train fire that killed seven people, including an Australian woman, on Tuesday. The fire engulfed two carriages of the passenger train travelling to the northern city of Dehradun. 21-year-old Kate Scanlon from Tasmania died in the blaze. Three other Australian women escaped with minor injuries. Paul Keating says it will be difficult for federal government ministers to travel to China anytime soon because of President Barack Obama's speech to Parliament last week. The former Prime Minister described the US President's speech as hard rhetoric against China.